Controversy, controversy, and Kanye. We have a lot to talk about, so please stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly. We are so excited to be back. Yes. It is just me and Howard the Third today.
Holding it down.
Holding down the fort. The ladies are out, but we are here and we've got, as always, a lot of tea to spill, right?
Mm-hmm, definitely. So much is going on in the Kardashian universe.
So much. I mean, we're going to be talking about tea time. We've got a lot going on with Kanye this week, mm-hmm. Kim, Khloe, and the Tristan scandal. Mm. But my name is Dakota T. Jones, and let's get started, you guys.
Yes, 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 yes.
Take us away, Howard.
Okay, Dakota, did you hear about this one? We have Mrs. West herself, Kim Kardashian, and she's doing this new fragrance, and this time she's doing it off after her body. She's making a model built after Kim. Her famous curves are going to be out there for the public to have. Nicki Minaj kind of did the same thing a little while back, but Kim's taking it to a whole extreme. As you can see on the photo, she's covered in this whole, I don't even know how to
describe
it. It's
like a cast mold type of a thing.
Yes, and completely naked, just giving us all face and body, and sooner than later, we'll have this on our nightstands.
I know. Like, the fragrance is called Body, and it actually, I think, dropped today or yesterday. Wow. And a lot of celebrities were kind of doing an unboxing type of a thing, and the box is super cool. And then just seeing it, you can totally tell it's her body, and like, it's just insane. I want to know what it smells like. That's the only bad thing, that these fragrances are sold on her website. Mm-hmm. You can't smell it before you buy it, and I feel like a lot of women, and I mean, I'm sure men are going to use this too. I kind of want it just to have the bottle, to be honest. But I mean, it's one of those things. I'm like, if I'm going to have a fragrance or a cologne, I got to know what it smells like before I buy it.
Exactly. So I don't understand why she doesn't do a partnership with maybe Macy's, Sears. They had one back in the day. It makes no sense for her to just sell this only online, or at least give us that sample in the magazines, you know, how they have those little sniffing stuff, scratch type of thing. It's like, come on, Kim, I need to be able to at least go to, well, Dash is now closed down, at least be able to go somewhere, you know?
Exactly.
I'm not just going to buy it online.
But a lot of people are like, oh, it's Kim, so like, whatever, it's going to be amazing anyway.
Exactly.
I think I agree with you on the scratch and sniff thing in the magazines. The only thing is I do get why she may not be selling it in Macy's and all those places.
Why?
Because selling it on her website, she gets 100% of the profits.
That's true.
And it's already selling out every single time. So
that
instead of putting
true.
It in stores and having to ship it and pay all that, like, she's just getting all the profits. I feel like the same thing is going on with Kylie. She, you know, Kylie Cosmetics, they're just doing it solely on her website because it's all theirs.
At least give us a truck like Kylie was doing, how she had that little Kylie truck.
Yes.
I can do a Kim fragrance truck just rolling around LA, rolling around Nevada. I don't know.
Nevada.
Like, give us something. I want to be able to test this before I buy it.
Absolutely. And the next thing we have to talk about is poor Khloe. We've been talking about Khloe for weeks now. Obviously, she's had her beautiful baby, True, which we love. And I think a lot of people are focusing on all the drama and not focusing on the fact that she's always wanted a child and she has a child.
Right.
So in all of the mess, that is a blessing that she was able to have a child. Mm-hmm. Unfortunate who the father is, given that he's not that great of a person that we find out finally. I really, really thought that they were totally in love. I think Khloe was definitely totally in love.
Yeah.
He had, what, like four or five women within the 2 days that he was, like, screwing around with?
Yeah, it was like, yeah, exactly. Maybe seven women
out
total now. But within that, we just knew about one girl, and then another, and then another, and just too much.
I know. But sources say, and you never know with these sources, because who are they and where are we getting this information? It might even be Chris calling into TMZ, giving them the scoop. But she says about Khloe, she says as if Chris says it. She's not in a bubble of denial. She knows what's going on and is still trying to process it. But so far, she's managed to move past it and look forward.
Hmm.
I don't know if I totally believe that. You can't, it's one of those things in life, you can't get over something that quickly.
Exactly. It's so much going, I keep hearing so many different sides, how she wants to stay with them, now she doesn't want to stay with them, now she's trying to get on a plane to come back to LA as soon as she can. I don't know what to believe. I, you know, talked about this a while ago, two episodes ago on our show, when I said if Khloe's taking him back, which she probably already did, at least make him work for it. Don't have him sleeping in the bed right off the bat. Mm-mm. Don't have him, you know, just picking up daddy duties like nothing happened. Have his butt downstairs on that couch, keep doing what you need to do, changing diapers in the morning. Like, no, I make him work for it.
He needs the nightly diaper duty so she can have some sleep.
Definitely needs on the nightly diaper duty.
I mean, it's better than what he has been doing at night.
And that way we'll know where he is, taking care of his child every night if he's on diaper duty.
Amen.
Instead of out with hooligans and all those women.
I know. It's just, I can't even. I'm so upset. But this is not on the list, but I did want to talk about briefly. Tomorrow, Kim is going to be on the Ellen show.
Oh, I saw.
And she's kind of talking about how she felt just really sorry for Chloe and that it was really messed up, but that she didn't want to say too much because she knows that True is going to see this someday.
Exactly.
But apparently she gives kind of some details and of like what's going on. And I think she might have been the one who said that every day she kind of goes back and forth on what she's going to do type of a thing. But she says it's hard when a baby's in the mix, which
exactly.
It is.
Exactly. It's very hard. That's what I'm saying. I know you want your family, but just make them work for it, girl. Don't make them be able to get back up in there.
Absolutely. On a positive note, mm-hmm. something that the girls are doing, particularly Courtney, she went to Capitol Hill with Environmental Working Group to advocate for safer personal care products to get rid of harmful chemicals that are in self-care products. She says that if people are going to be putting this on them, that the government needs to really take an initiative to make it safer, because if you know that there are these products have these chemicals in them and you're just still letting them being sold and they're causing problems, you're not doing anything about it. You're part of the problem.
That's right. She's
really advocating for this and going out there and having some meetings. And I admire that. I think in the midst of all the drama, I like to point out some of the positive things that are going on.
Kudos to you. I wonder how she got this photo, because there's not like a person in sight. And I've been over there and it's like swamps, just swarms of people.
Really?
Everywhere. So I don't understand how she was able to do this by herself.
I mean, it's Kourtney Kardashian. Everyone's like, hey, everyone, that's move true. Aside for a second. And then she just like does her little photo and then she's out. So, I mean, I can see that they might pull some strings.
You go ahead, Kourtney. Speaking of pulling strings, Kanye is working every last one of mine. So Kanye, Kanye, as we all found out recently, that he is a Trump supporter, and he is sending the media to this whole other level of craziness. Ugh. He's wearing his hat, Make America Great Again. He's supporting Trump, saying, you know, he's my home dog. I like what he's doing. Yes, a brother to me. And you know, he's just really gone off the rail here. Kim is trying to reel him back in and say, listen, Kanye, like, knock this off a little bit. We have a brand. We have, you know, our kids. But it's not working. Kanye is just off his game.
No, absolutely. And then obviously we see that Kanye posted the text messages between him and John Legend. Mm. And John basically said, so many people who love you feel so betrayed right now because they know the harm that Trump's policies cause, especially the people of color. Don't let this be a part of your legacy. To which Kanye responds, I love you, John, and I appreciate your thoughts. You bringing up my fans and my legacy is a tactic based on fear used to manipulate my free thought. So this kind of went back and forth, and Kanye, you know, tweeted the text messages between him and John, which is honestly very kind of violating, because John's trying to just help out. And then John said something else where he's like, well, if you're going to be posting text messages, my album comes out soon, or my new single or whatever. And then it seems like they're fine and that they're still going to be okay. But I thought it was funny when Chrissy Teigen responded and was like, hey, Kim, so are we still going to have dinner on Friday? And Kim was like, yeah, just with no phones. So
exactly. I mean, this was a whole other thing. Like, that's how you know Kanye's kind of just gone off a little bit, because he's posting these text messages. And if that's the case, post the ones with you, Jay-Z, and Beyonce, because I want to know what y'all are talking about.
I want to know what's happening, because they haven't been talking in a long time.
That's what I'm saying. And I know Jay-Z probably reaching out. But now after this, Jay is probably like, B, don't even talk to him. Don't text to him. Don't even email him. Send a bird.
Yeah.
So
exactly. Let's take a break from the drama for a second. Let's give ourselves a nice little cool down segment. Something positive. Want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life?
Of course.
Those of you who do, we have the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister that you have always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe for free, and be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, please let Maria know that the Kardashians Weekly Crew sent you. Mm-hmm. So Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out. You guys will not regret it.
Definitely. Loving it.
Back to the drama. Hit it.
So it's allegedly, reports are saying that Courtney, Kylie, and Khloé all unfollowed Kanye after his little breakdown he's having here. I hope not, because he is still your family. You know, he's still your brother-in-law. Hey, boo. Hey, bro. But apparently they're through with it.
Yeah.
The same way they did Tristan.
Yeah. I mean, there is an app where you can kind of go on and, like, type people's name in and say, does blank follow blank?
Oh.
And so people were posting screenshots from this app to where it said that none of them were following him.
Wow.
So I want to know if it's true, for one. Second of all, I want to know what Kim thinks, because I'm sure that she would feel betrayed for her husband.
Yes.
But I understand at the same time, like, if Kanye's tweeting every 2 seconds these long paragraphs and kind of being bizarre,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want that clogging up my timeline. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely not. Ugh. It just makes no sense. Like, Kim, get your man.
Yeah.
Get your boo, Kim, because he's doing the most right now.
He
needs to reel it in. But, I mean, we all know why he's kind of doing it. He's got new music coming out. Within now in June, there's, like, all these projects he's dropping. So, of course, he's doing a little bit extra to get that music going, but still
is it the right extra?
No.
I mean, we know on June 1st he's dropping his album,
right?
And then on 7 days later, on June 8th, he's dropping an album with
I don't know.
Hold on,
Pusha T. I think it's
no, it's not.
No,
man, I forget his name, but he is, we'll look it up, but he is releasing an album with somebody else, and it's called like Ghosts something or other. And
Kid Cudi,
yeah, that's it. Yep.
Maybe Kid
that's
Cudi.
Him. Yeah, that's it. And it's just kind of bizarre and cool, but whatever. Kind of a weird group name that they've got going on. And then apparently he's got a few other albums lined up, but something that kind of interesting was Kanye plans to release 5 new albums, and I guess TMZ posted an article saying that Kanye's behavior was erratic, and Kanye didn't like that because they didn't want, you know, Kim was obviously saying that they don't appreciate them playing the mental health card.
Mm-hmm.
So then Kanye invited Harvey, who's the main guy of TMZ, to the studio that day and basically showed him some of the stuff he's been working on and proved to him, or trying to prove to him, that he's not erratic. He's laser focused on his new upcoming album. So I was like, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, also, I'm sorry, I skipped something. Snoop Dogg weighed in on the drama. So he posted something on Instagram that said, the evolution of Jay-Z and Kanye shows you how influential your wife can be to your life.
Ooh.
Shade.
Shady boots.
What do you think of that?
True. I mean, a lot of people don't know. Like, your wife can really help you, either make you better, bring you down, keep you in the middle.
I don't think that's fair, though, for him to say, because I really don't think that Kim agrees with Kanye's thoughts about.
Yeah. I agree with that. I don't think Kim does. But Kim could, I mean, we don't really know, but she could be saying behind these scenes, like, babe, maybe you shouldn't tweet that, or babe, maybe we should just relax off of the phone for a little bit.
And I think she is, but you know Kanye, he doesn't listen to anybody.
That's very true.
I think she's freaking out, and I think she's trying to put on a brave face, but I think she really is freaking out right now.
Mm-hmm. I do like how she's defending him, though, because she was saying, why does everybody keep saying he's having a mental disorder, or mm-hmm. that he's always having a breakdown, when he's just tweeting his real thoughts. He's tweeting his real opinions. I did like how she stepped up and said that.
Yeah.
Because that's very true. You don't always have to, we don't have to say like, oh, you know, he's just he's crazy, but not like mentally unstable type of thing. I still think he's sane, because he's still a great musical producer. Like, he's still talented. It's just he's having some crazy thoughts.
Yeah, he is. Did you hear the new song that just dropped on his website or something?
No.
It was so bizarre. Like, he's like, all right, guys, get ready for this next verse. And he's like, poop-de-scoop-de-scoop-de-poop, poop-de-poop-de-scoop.
That was him?
That's him.
I heard that on a meme.
And so he says, like, literally, it's like a minute clip, and he says the word poop multiple times. It's
you
just
know
bizarre.
What, Kanye, and you know people are probably going to eat it up, just like they eat up that ugly clothing line.
Oh.
Sorry, that was Shady Boots.
That
but
was.
Love you though, Kanye. Call me Uncle.
Uncle Kanye. But also Trump did weigh in on his thoughts. If you want to read this little thing that he posted, Trump Well, one of the things he said was, oh, very cool, Kanye, thank you. But then he also said this.
Yes, he said, Kanye West has performed a great... Oh, wait. Kanye West has performed a great service to the black community. Big things are happening and eyes are being opened for the first time in decades. Legacy stuff. Thank you also to Chance and Dr., I'll just say, Daryl Scott. They really get it. Lowest black and Hispanic unemployment in history.
What do you think of that?
Of course, it's all lies, but whatever, Trump, whatever you need to say to make you sleep better at night, I'm all here for it. but do you? I mean, Kanye, he's, you know, he's still part of the community, but, you know, he's just going through a rough patch. We're not going to accept him on this one right now, though. He's still a distant cousin.
Yeah.
He's a part of the community, but we just kind of don't talk to him. Type of thing.
And then Chance the Rapper said something to where he was like, no, I am not supporting you. I was just trying to stand up for Kanye. And then he like went on this whole thing. Messy.
Yeah, Chance really should have just kept his thoughts to himself too. But I mean, whatever. Everybody wants to say something. We all have opinions, so.
We all have opinions. But you were telling me before the show about this, something that Kanye had just done in preparation for his new album. Some text messages back and forth about his artwork, right? The album artwork?
Yes. Okay, so Kanye plans on using this photo from the plastic surgeon that his mother used when she went overseas to get her plastic surgery done. He's going to use that for his artwork, which I don't really understand.
Yeah.
I guess maybe he's trying to honor his mom, which is always great, but I don't see why use the photo of him.
I mean, I'll break it down for you in the way that I think is what's going on. So this was the guy who performed the last surgery on Donda, right? Her name's Donda West. And because of this surgery, I think there was like some liposuction and like a breast augmentation or something that happened. After this surgery, she died the next day.
Right.
And it had some stuff to do with the surgeries. So some complications from the surgeries.
Right.
So he always hated this surgeon because in his opinion, it was...
His fault
that his mother passed away. So he is in an accepting and loving place in his life right now where he wants to just forgive everyone and love everyone. So he's going to make that doctor's face, the new album cover, to somehow show the world like, hey, I can forgive. It's time for me to forgive. And then the album might be named Love Everyone type of a thing.
I mean, I get it, but why?
Out of all the album artworks.
Exactly. Why? You could love him, but there's no reason he needs to be your album cover.
Yeah.
You can just accept him in your heart and say, listen, I forgive you, or I'm letting this burden I have my shoulders gone. Because he probably feels like, you know, this man killed my mom. Forgive him, but you don't have to put him on your album cover.
Not only that, but don't you think that they're going to have to get permission from him to be on the album cover?
Exactly, to sign off on it.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I wouldn't. But you never know with some people. He's like, oh, maybe this is free publicity.
But then the guy has been defending himself for years. Trying to keep his job. And he said obviously a lot of his clients have left because of the incident, which I mean, yeah. But at the same time, I just don't think that they're able to use that photo. So I think it's one of those in the moment things where Kanye's like, this is going to be my album artwork. I don't think it's going to be his album artwork. I don't think it's going to work out.
Or he can probably try to do a like cartoon version.
Maybe.
Where he could switch up some of his similarities and just be like, oh, I can leave this on, but take this off. So that's another way to get around it. But
yeah.
Oh, no.
Don't really know, but that's basically it for this week, you guys. Besides that, and also lastly, Blac Chyna got some heat for putting some pink hair extensions in Dream.
I saw that, and low-key, I kind of agree with Chyna on this one, where it wasn't that big of a deal.
Okay.
You know, it's just her being a baby. Like, it's just cute.
Yeah.
It was just simple extensions, but it wasn't like, oh, every day wear these extensions. It's just like, I'm being cute with my daughter. Like, the same way somebody's child wants to wear their Elsa dress, like, 24/7. It's the same way she probably just wanted to wear those extensions.
Exactly. Because, I mean, obviously, my sister is white, but, like, whenever she was younger, she would have those little clip-in, like, just for fun, like, pink or, like, purple little hair things.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's wrong? I mean, kids are allowed to like play around with that kind of stuff.
Exactly. It's just I don't her understand. Being a kid and being cute.
I honestly didn't even understand why it had to be, like, a stigma on it or, like, why it was wrong in their opinion.
I didn't get that either. And honestly, I don't even think China should have deleted the photo. Just take off the comments because, really, you did nothing wrong, China. I'm agreeing with you on this one.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But I just want to know what her and Rob's relationship's like because, I don't know, they just had the most beautiful baby, and it just seems like I just don't understand, like, how they share or how, like, I just want to know Dream's schedule. Like,
exactly.
Does she go to, you know, Dad's on the weekend, and then is the rest of the week with Mom? Like, it's just an interesting thing to think about.
Very true, because, I mean, they both, it's 50-50 custody, so... Mm-hmm. That's true. I wonder if he's with her day to day, or if she, maybe if she has an event, like, hey, you can keep her for a little bit longer type of thing.
I wonder if he rolls up to her house and drops Dream off, or if they have a nanny that runs them back and forth so they don't have to see each other.
I hope it's a nanny. I think that'd just be more, like, easier.
At the same time, though, I feel like whether you're famous or not, you need to be an adult enough to be like, look, this was a past relationship I was in. Mm-hmm. I had sex, had a child. Like, if I'm grown up enough to do that, then I'm grown up enough to drop my child off at their parents' house. I think that's the better way to do it, but I'm sure as petty as China is, I'm sure there's no like maturity or adultness about
that. She's still got a little pettiness in her, so I don't think so. And she got a new man, young man, but she has a new man, so.
He's 18, right?
Yeah.
Crazy
My
stuff.
Whole thing is, if you're just sleeping with the guy, like, you don't need to really parade him around. I mean, clearly she's not going to marry him, but it's like, girl, if you're just having fun, like, just keep him locked up.
Yeah,
keep him behind the scenes. You don't need to just let everybody know.
It's just crazy. I don't know. I don't know about the whole thing, but guys, thank you so much for watching. I know it's so funny. Like, we always do the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show, but then, like, we're just trying to still keep up, even though the show's not even on right now.
I know, and it's so much to keep up with.
I know. But where can everyone keep up with you?
Of course, you can keep up with me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Howard the Third. And, of course, my website, howardthethird.com.
All right, and you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And, of course, my show, Millennial Hollywood, on AfterBuzz TV's Popcorn Talk Network. Woo. Please tune in on Friday, May 4th. At noon Pacific Standard Time for my interview with Isaac Ryan Brown, who's from Ravensholm. Yes. So make sure to check that out. In the meantime, make sure to follow AfterBuzz TV everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. Yes. Also check out Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Mm-hmm. Like, rate, subscribe, do all that fun stuff. We appreciate you guys, and we will see you later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.